Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Tuesday edition. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Coming up in the Happier Happy Hour, that's 1 hour from now, we've got a unionizing Madison, Wisconsin Starbucks employee. I believe he's coming down to the studio, Lee, until I learn how to say his last name properly. Then I'll introduce him more formally. That'll be about 5:05 from the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison. So that'll be big news. First unionized Starbucks, I believe, in Madison and one of two or three in the state of Wisconsin. That movement is moving rapidly. And at the end of the last hour, Gary called and so rudely tried to take me to a topic I wasn't ready to get to, not just yet. And since he interrupted the last topic, I'm going to drag it out just a little bit longer. So, Gary, awesome. If you're still listening, and I know you are, you know, maybe I'll cast a little shade with you on the prior Biden regime change statement. But first, I'm going to cast a little shade of my own on Jenny Thomas. What is Jenny Thomas? Question mark. This question coming from Jonathan Last at the Bulwark. That's Charlie Sykes' old, new endeavor, right? Activist is euphemism for silly woman with a powerful spouse, according to this conservative. Number one, it's an open secret. Clearing my throat again. See what I did? Too bad you already used the music. Here is a secret no one in Washington is willing to say out loud. Jenny Thomas is an idiot. The only reason she was texting the president's chief of staff instead of being the angry cat lady on Facebook is because she's married, because she married a man who got himself appointed to the Supreme Court. The Thomases were never a duo of intellectual equals or a power couple where each member had their own thing going on and where the merger of the two was like Voltron coming together. This isn't James Carville and Mary Matlin, and then she goes through a whole list of other people you've never heard of. Heck, this isn't even Sonny and Cher. No, the Thomases are more like Ivanka and Jared. The senior partner in the arrangement held a position of such high importance that their society scrambled around to find something for a dimmer partner to do in order to make them feel important. In Jared's case, that has been destroying newspapers, losing money on real estate, and being tasked with brokering peace in the Middle East. For Jenny Thomas, it has meant creating make work for her at various conservative activist groups and letting her participate in listservs with people who have real jobs. I got my hands on some of the widely circulated emails Mrs. Thomas sent to one of the listservs. They're illustrative of the level at which she operates. Some example from Jenny Thomas. This is apparently a real email. Subject: wow, Milwaukee Sheriff David A. Clark. Triple exclamation part, exclamation point. Compelling man, in my humble opinion. Well-read, inspiring. Wait, I've got a statement from Sheriff Clark from today. We're going to read that in just a little bit, but this is Jenny Thomas's opinion of him. Well-read, inspiring. Please consider helping more eyes and ears use this video interview to absorb what Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark is saying about Trump, America, the media, and what is needed right now. Thank you, Jenny.
You serious, Clark?
P.S., as Democrats feign new outrage about what FBI Director James Comey did to the Clinton investigation on Friday, recall the seemingly far more flimsy and actual indictment of Lawrence Walsh of Casper Weinberger 24 years ago today. Oh, what a fine historical reference you make, Mrs. Thomas. To no discernible Democrat outrage then, a last-minute controversy many believe caused Bill Clinton to beat George Bush. Just saying. She literally ends her email, just saying. Saying. Here's another. Subject. Rush Limbaugh's boast nerdly takes on NFL protest and white privilege. Wow. All caps, exclamation point. Please listen to Rush Limbaugh's amazing call screener, James Golden, a.k.a. known as Boast Nerdly, on the NFL flap, white privilege, and the Republican Congress. Would love your help on social media with getting it heard by others, too. Cheers, Jenny. Now, Fancy Brian, I know you've got your own work here, but, you know, if I was Rush Limbaugh, and, you know, I'd like to think I'm better and still living, and you were, you know, my golden voice.
Are you not sure if you're still living?
I could just all be a fixation in some computer's memory cell. I don't know, man.
We probably are. It's fine. Might as well keep going.
You know, I'm not a philosopher like Jenny Thomas.
Deep thoughts there.
Oh, here's another one. James O'Keefe, the Veritas guy.
You always know that guy's going to come up somewhere in this stuff.
Jenny Thomas, and it does include her email, although they redacted just a few letters. That's too bad. Subject, James O'Keefe talks of the courage it takes to tell the truth today. My final Daily Caller interviewee with one amazing 34-year-old warrior, James O'Keefe. I ended a nearly 7-year series of bringing leaders who offer hope, information, and inspiration to you through the Daily Caller. She was a journalist? And James Yes. O'Keefe was her final journalistic-y interview subject? James is the perfect exclamation mark to my tenure with the Daily Caller News Foundation. Please enjoy and circulate, as James should be prayed for, supported, and encouraged by all of us. Buy his book, too. Why doesn't anyone encourage anybody to buy my book, Fancy?
You don't have one.
Well, I'll get one if okay. you buy it.
Yeah, well, I don't know that works out.
A little bit more from Ginny's email, and this is the last of her emails I'll share. It's been a joy to interview hundreds of people for your consumption. I'm using the next few days to explore some options to keep me busy. Let me know if you have suggestions, as I love connecting leaders in the movement and listening to the grassroots. Cheers from Jenny Thomas. Well, let's do a little bit more, Sharon, from this Bulwark piece. The Dilettante's Ball. There's nothing wrong with dilettantes. Some of the most interesting people I know are dilettantes. But generally speaking, adults in government understand that dilettantes are supposed to be marginalized. You give them just enough access to the grown-up table so that they think they're prized for their inner worth and so that their senior partners don't feel disrespected. But not an inch more. That's the entire career of Jenny Thomas. Literally everyone in the conservative Washington knows this about her. I'm sure her Washington friends will publicly testify to her being smart and effective, but in private, it's a different story. I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard people in various precincts of Conservatism Incorporated laugh about the self-important, preeming, unserious dabbling and incompetent hackery of Jenny Thomas over the years, in the wistful way a butler might indulge a wealthy child. Well, Red, I like this guy's style. Kind of brutally blunt. None of this means that everyone kissed up to Jenny with explicit hopes of getting access to her husband, although it's hard to imagine that sort of thing never happened to Justice Thomas 3 decades on the bench. But hiring her for consulting or participating in a project with her was a way to signal that you were on the right team.
And they of course, like me for me, right?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, that's one of the things that people in Conservatism Inc. never talk about in the open. And there's been a lot of that over the last 25 years. I used to think this wasn't a conservative problem so much is a Washington problem, that surely the left was filled with creeps and dilettantes and hangers-on too, that liberals and Democrats had their own list of unmentionables. I'm looking at you, Carlos Danger, but I read on. Wasn't that the entire lesson of the Clinton years? Here was this guy who treated women like crap and maybe worse, but everyone on the left had to smile and look the other way because he held power, and power must be tended, respected, and protected. This isn't to say both sides, I don't have a scale. Maybe both sides have always been just as bad as the other. Maybe one was worse then and the other is worse now, I don't know. But I do know that one of the freedoms of being politically homeless is not having to pretend that Jenny Thomas is an activist or an intellectual or a personage of any rank. You can acknowledge that she's just the 50th percentile internet commentator who was given a fast pass into hashtag this town because of her husband. And while no one is going to push Clarence Thomas off the court, sorry, he ain't never going to be impeached. Maybe the upshot of the current scandal is that the rest of America will finally understand what Jenny Thomas is.
I'm not sure what she really is besides, ew.
It's almost like he doesn't hold her in very high regard or esteem.
She doesn't seem to be the good person in this one.
You know, I've trash talked mostly about Scott Walker's wife. And I only did so because I felt like she inserted herself into the political process. You know, some politician, you know, their poor spouse. I feel for the spouses of politicians. But
Ted
when
Cruz's
they
wife.
Embrace that politician, I don't mean as a spouse, but as a political peer on the stump, when they're out introducing candidates and giving speechifies, well, then they're open game, like Jenny Thomas and Tonette Walker, who I've always mentioned is a handsome woman. Oh, is she handsome? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. You could be a part. Want to insult me? I'm a handsome woman as well. 844-967-2789. And I probably wear the same skirt size. Just saying.
In Latin, it means sum puella non pulchra. I am not a pretty woman.
Oh, nor am I. Nor is Tonette Walker. Come back. More Devils. But she's not there.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe.
Lady, you're scaring us.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
She's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.